Hi, this is Anne-Marie Cross. Does the thought of having to make a sale or put forward your proposal to a prospect make you cringe? I know that you're certainly not alone, because many other ambitious entrepreneurs have the same problem. And that's one of the reasons why I regularly reach out to Meredith Elliott Powell, who's the author of 42 Rules to Turn Prospects into Customers. And she's got a great system to make selling easy and fun. Now, prior to one of the recordings that we were doing for an upcoming show, we were just talking and discussing a couple of things that had happened. It was interesting because she had come across on LinkedIn a discussion with other salespeople who had been selling for many, many, many years, and they were of the thinking that building rapport was not really the most important thing when you're dealing with a prospect. What I want you to do is to listen to the conversation. It's really short, but it's got some fantastic tips in it and some suggestions that I think are really very important. But I want to ask you a question. What do you think? Do you think that taking the time to build rapport, getting to know the client, showing an interest, finding out what are their difficulties, what are their struggles, and really trying to add value and helping them and building that relationship and building that rapport? Or do you think that you need to jump on in, put them through the process to find out whether they're one of your ideal clients or a prospect for you, and if not, let them go? You're not interested because they're not going to purchase from you anyway, so you move on to the next person. Want to know, what do you think? Looking forward to sharing your comments. Either way, whatever, that's fine. We're all here to learn and share. So look forward to seeing what you reckon is important. This is Anne-Marie. Till next time, stay inspired.
If I'm working in financial institutions and you deal with the people that are more service-oriented than technically sales-oriented, mm-hmm. and a lot of it is the reason I wrote the book, because on top of that, and it's the reason I'm working on the book I'm working on now, is if you are heart-centered, this is your economy, because you can't sell unless you really care about people.
Absolutely. It's true. Absolutely. And I think that people are starting to realize that now. Even the people who are the hard sellers.
Right.
People just see right through that. As soon as you, are you today and all that, immediately you automatically switch off and think, well, here comes the push. You're just not listening anymore.
Yeah, you're not. And I've been involved in this conversation going back and forth on LinkedIn, and I got to figure out what to do with it, because I think it's fascinating. Somebody asked the question, what's the first critical step in the sales process? Mm. And there's a small percentage of us that believe it's rapport. And the larger percentage of people who literally are saying rapport is bunk, and I'm not wasting my time with somebody who doesn't qualify. And so the first step is to qualify. And I wrote on there, I said, you know, we've moved into a different time. And the moment that call is not about the other person and it's about you, there's an emotional shift in that business. And it's so interesting to watch, because these, you know, sales professionals who have made their living this way for the last 10 years are just crucifying me over this. Ah. And I love it. I think it's because I can't imagine writing in this day and time that rapport is bunk.
That is incredible. But you know what they've done? Not just ruined that potential relationship, but imagine the relationships that person could connect you with. Like if you know, that person may not qualify as being your ideal client, but you don't know who's in their network. And if you completely write them off, you've just shut the door to any other opportunities.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I think it's so interesting. And I think it's why it's so interesting as we look for vendors or contractors or whomever we're hiring at this point in our lives, that we are careful that we're not just measuring them on their last 10 years success, but truly, what do they look like now? Mm-hmm. Because it has shifted. And I have a client who just rolled off from a marketing professional, and it's just that person really needed to go, because they're still using marketing techniques like we're in the middle of this high recession. And it's just, I don't know, I think it's interesting. I think it's fascinating times. And I do believe if you are heart-centered, if you can put a little strategy on top of it, you're gonna win big.
Absolutely. And you know what really amazes me, in that you ask 10 people, have you ever gone somewhere and you needed to make a purchase? However,